All right. Okay, that's enough of that. Welcome back to another exciting episode. You're in for a treat. Today, I got a special guest. But before we get to that guest, I just wanted to open up my Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Look, I haven't been too motivated lately as far as podcasting and doing things. I haven't been sick. Well, maybe a little bit. I was sick for a little while. My throat was feeling really weird. But then I started, you get to this point where I guess I have the luxury of having an actual job, and I'm not related or reliant solely on this. I can't even talk right now. It's been so long. I don't depend on this. And so I don't have to pump them out every day and pretend to be happy and pretend to be in the know. I could just be a normal, you know, bloke on the streets. And if I'm not feeling it, I'm not feeling it. And there are things I want to do that I have trouble, lighting a fire under me and getting to doing it. I've had fires lit before me, that one chick I mentioned. Said, get off your ass and make some fucking music, you loser. She said it in jest, but I think it worked a little bit. Well, almost. I still want to make music. Speaking of which, let me just plug my friend, Carly. You've all heard about her. She's a running character. Hopefully, I'm going to get her on this bitch. She has some things to say. She showed me a song that she made, and I don't want to get too much into it. But it was pretty cool. It lit a fire under me in that I think, because she did it all herself. I'm listening to this. I was high as hell, cross-faded, had a few drinks. Another homegirl, she's giving me some Jack Daniels out the bottle in private. I'm like, hell yeah. I just ran out of money. I can't pay for anything at the bar. Let me get a few swigs of that. Anyway, I'm listening to homegirl's song. And I just immediately started thinking of anime characters. It felt like an opening sequence or some. I wish I could play it, but I don't have it. And I forgot what it sounded like. But I tell you what, I promise you, it was good. And one day, either that song, or she writes more, or I write more songs. It just motivated me. It got me thinking, it can be done. And I've got, countless other friends that write their own music. Maybe they write all the parts themselves, they record it, slap them together, and it becomes something. I got another friend of mine who's writing a Christmas album, like 10 years in the making or something, so that'll be crazy. Another friend of mine, he's a singer. He put together some kind of weird lounge type of jazzy type of album. It's okay. It's not the best album, but god damn it, he did it. And how many people can you say in your friends group, look around you, look over to your left, look over to your right, how many people have dropped albums? Okay, maybe you know musicians too. Maybe you know some people, and they just put together a tape deck. Jeez, how old am I? Okay, look. It's not hard. I think people who are successful, your Notorious B.I.G.'s, your Metallica's, your Green Day's, they put together a demo tape, they sent it to a radio station, and it would seem like they got big overnight, like they did all the hard work, and a lot of them did. But for every one of those guys, there's a million other people put together music. Go on Spotify. Go on, what's that one everyone goes to? SoundCloud. YouTube, full of crazy covers of songs that already exist, but people throw their own twist on them, and they sound great. And you wonder, why don't you do your own music? Like the 10-second song guy, Anthony Vincent. He does cool renditions of songs, but he also has his own band, and he's like, hey, why don't I concentrate on my own, you know, original shit? And that's what he started doing. I haven't heard any of it, but I heard like 5 seconds of one song. It was pretty cool. The guy could sing. He's a national treasure, that guy. Brought to you by Coca-Cola Zero with the Darth Maul logo. I swear to God, it looks like Darth Maul. Sorry, I'm taking some drinks here, man. I'm thirsty. I'm actually going to leave the cap off. I'm tired of screwing it back on and off. Yeah, I made a... You're hearing it here on the podcast first, guys. Starting January, I'm going to really just try to, you know, work on myself physically. It's going to be fun. Trying to wean myself on the Coke Zeros and stuff like that. But it's going to be hard. It's going to be really hard. It's not the end of the world, though. I could always get the zero sugar fucking Red Bulls or whatever the fuck I usually drink in the morning. And, you know, stop putting sugar in my coffee. Unsweet tea, here we come. That'd be fine. It just feels like, I don't know, I'll get clean for a while, and then next thing you know, I'm buying a 12-pack of Dr. Peppers, and boom, I feel like a king, you know? I'm at home, playing Avengers on the PS4, which, let me just say, guys, for the record, it's a good game. It's not The Last of Us. It's not God of War, you know? It's not, you know, what, Red Dead Redemption 2? But it's fun. It's just a fucking beat 'em up, you know? It's fun. There's not a lot to it. It's not like, hold on, I got a burp, man. This is embarrassing. Sorry. Look, it's not the best game ever. I think too many people out there on the interwebs who think they're like the cool, you know, video game armchair critics. Like, I get it. You want what you want. People play a million video games. And you want the best. And the sad truth is, a lot of developers out there, they just don't have it, man. They're either underpaid, or they're being sexually harassed and fucking, you know, finger banged by these ugly ass fucking dudes. Like, I don't know if I got into this on my last episode, but it's fucked up, man. The gaming industry. But at the same time, these fucking people at home, they just want these great these great games to be perfect. And who's to say it's even the people? I think there's like several YouTubers and Twitch streamers and whatnot. I think they, because of what they say, I'm gonna just throw out an example. The Moist Critical guy. This is the worst game I've ever played in all of time and space immemorial. This is the worst piece of trash game, I swear. And people are gonna... It's funny. He's got a funny voice. I like the guy. But a bunch of, like, dumbass kids are gonna listen to him and say, oh, well, he said it was horrible, so it's probably horrible. Me, if I find a game that I find even mildly entertaining, I give them some money, you know? I gave Marvel Avengers a little bit of money. Because they're trying. I gave the Call of Duty guys a little bit of money. Okay, maybe they're going to use that money to drug women in their office. I don't know. I'll let them decide. I've given Overwatch money too. They're probably using the same money. Look. I can't help that these game developers are creeps, man. I just want them to make a good game. And there's men and women, and she-men, and women-men, and everyone in between. They're working on these games. They're making them look cool and beautiful and awesome, and they're fun. And that's just how I'm going to take it, man. I don't know. I'm no fucking social justice warrior. I'm no saint. You know, I just want to play something fun to make me forget about my day. You know, shoot some Nazis or aliens or whatever. So, I've been enjoying the Avengers game. Been playing it. The new Spider-Man content just dropped. It's fun. Too many people are comparing it to the Insomniac games. Everyone's all blowing the cock of Miles Morales, the game. That it's so cool and everything. And maybe it is. I haven't played it yet. I played the first one. It's pretty cool. But it didn't change my life. It's not the second coming of Christ, man. Everyone's just like treating it like it's I don't know. Like what's the deal, man? I love Spider-Man. Don't get me wrong. My favorite character. But I'm not just gonna, you know, froth at the mouth. I'm not gonna be gagging for all these Spider-Man things to come out and then expect it to be good. I mean, as long as we get Spider-Man, that's cool. You have a game, Avengers. It's got its own setting. It's got its own mechanics. It's got its own animation style. Everything. You know, maybe the characters don't look good facial-wise. But the animation's cool. I think once I got used to the voice actors, I'm like, hey, I recognize these voices. These are famous voice actors. I don't remember their names. There's other nerds on the internet who know all the voice actors' names because there's only 10 of them. And they get all, you know, super serious about it. Oh, Troy Baker, I'm coming up. Who cares? Jessica Hale, oh my God. Is it Jennifer Hale or Jessica Hale? I don't know. One of those chicks. So, yeah, it's a cool game. I only paid $17 for it. It comes with all the free shit. They're giving you free shit, man. I haven't even touched the Kate Bishop Hawkeye or Black Panther. Black Panther, you know, stories. Why'd I say it like that? I don't know. It's funny, right? You get Alan canceled for saying, Black Panther! Okay, whatever. Go ahead and do it. Just cancel me right now. I don't have to do this shit. Waste my lunch, 30 minutes, talking to your ass. Then you're going to shake your head and try to cancel Alan because he said, Black Panther! Okay, whatever, man. If that's the world you want to live in, then let's do it. Next thing you know, my upper fucking bosses are going to come in, call me to the office. Yeah, I know you got a lot going on right now. I know both bathrooms are flooding of shit and piss and blood, but we just want to come up here. We want to wait till you clocked in. We're going to have to let you go. Oh, what happened? Was it the 100 things I did wrong in my job that... No, nothing to do with that. You're a great worker. One of our partners was listening to your podcast, and you pronounced Black Panther in a very offensive manner, and we don't want to risk people listening to it more and then associating it with our company. Well, if you don't mind me asking, what did I say? Well, you said Black Panther. I know, but I mean, that's not wrong, right? How did I say it? You said it like Black Panther. I just want my boss to say Black Panther. Like, what do you mean? I did not say it like that. You're saying it wrong. I said, Black Panther. Throw in some little drums. Some... I don't know. Black Panther's cool, man. I can't wait to play as him. I don't know if I should do the stories in order. I'm going to do the Kate Bishop ones right now, just because the show came out, the Hawkeye. And I like her. Now they're on the topic of Hailee Steinfeld. She's great as Kate Bishop. She's funny, she's cool, all that good stuff. Dare I say sexy? Now, I hesitate to say sexy. I'm not even going to say sexy. Jeremy Renner, not sexy. He's just he's an oof. He's a doof. An oaf and a doof. He's fun. His music career is kind of cringy, but whatever. His app that he had, JeremyRenner.com or whatever, that's neither here nor there. Hailee Steinfeld, the reason I'm so hesitant to call her attractive in a manner like that is she's one of those, you know, when you're a child actor, especially when you're a good child actor, it's not like, oh, they just hired her because she's a cute girl and she's really horrible at acting. No, she was a great child actor. I'm, of course, referring to her role in True Grit, the remake, Coen Brothers, acting alongside Jeff Bridges, Matt Damon, a couple other cats. But Hailee Steinfeld was pleased. She played the little girl, and she was awesome. She had charisma. She had gravitas. You just cared about her. And she went off to do Ender's Game. That was a weird role. You remember the boy more because he just had a weird, like, stoic kind of character. And Hailee Steinfeld's character was just like this tough, you know, chick who always wanted to beat his ass. But they ultimately, I guess, team up together at the end and become friends. And then they got to go up against a million fucking armies of aliens. And turns out their school was just a training program. I wish they made more of those. Maybe I'll go back and read the books. Those are like elementary, middle school, young adult books. Sci-fi series made way back in the day. Never got into it. I think I read more Animorphs and shit like that. But Ender's Game was like a name I've always seen thrown around. And I saw that movie and I recognized the girl. Like, she looks familiar, but she looked different. It's like she bulked up. She got a bunch of muscle. Because she was like a big, broad, fucking muscle chick. For a little girl. She was still like, I don't know, 15 or whatever. But then, she's been in a few other stuff since then. I think she was in Pitch Perfect. Really liked her in Bumblebee. Bumblebee is that movie where me and my friend Bill, we're watching Bumblebee. And we're like, hey, yeah, she's really cool. She's cool. She's hanging out with Bumblebee, and she's she's cute. And we look at each other, shake our heads, like, oh no, she's not. Then we're Googling, how old is she? How old is she? How old is she? It's terrible. It's fucking terrible. What is she, in high school? She's 18. I don't know. It's weird. It's like the Olsen twin thing all over again. It was right when the internet came out, and they had websites, guys. Websites counting down the days, minutes, seconds, until the Olsen twins became 18. And like, what are you gonna do when that clock hits zero and the little, I don't know, graphic starts going off? Da 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 da. What are you gonna do? Call her up? I don't know. Call them up. I guess people wanted both of them to, I don't know, do porn. Like, what were you expecting? It's not like the Cash Me Outside girl. She turned 18 and boom, went on OnlyFans. But I don't even think she did nudity there. I think she just used OnlyFans as a platform for her rap career or whatever. And maybe some raunchy photos of her cleavage, but whatever. When you got them, flaunt them. But yeah, you got these young lads and boys too. Of course, the girls don't get in trouble for you know, waiting for the boys to get older. Poor Jonathan Taylor Thomas, this poor little guy, all these women are like fucking scratching and cutting on their little gashes, waiting for him to be an adult. Motherfucker probably fled the scene because all these women kept waiting for him to be old enough. Poor guy. Frankie Muniz, they probably fucked him up. What's that poor guy doing? Leonardo DiCaprio, I think he, well, he's still, look, he's, I guess, I don't know. He's staying away from the creepy older women. He's going strictly 21 years old. I think his oldest girlfriend to date has been like 24. Today's date, whatever. Leo, man, he knows. He knows what's up. He's like, I'm never... He probably had one incident with an older chick on the set of, I don't know, The Aviator or something. And he's like, never again. I'm going to just stick with what I know. So there you go. I mean, that's the show business. No business, not show business. No, I could do better than that. There's no business like show business. I'll work on that. There's no business like show business. There's no business like show business. Okay. So yeah, she do music, right? So yeah, Haley Steinfeld, she's on Instagram now, showing off her butt, and she looks cool, man. I'm proud of her. I think she's cool. She's a lovely young woman, and I hope she goes far. Speaking of women and movies and whatnot, man, I gotta go see Gucci. My girl Gaga-sama, man, Lady Gaga's, she's in that movie, man, with fucking Jared Leto's ass. I don't care what anyone says, man. I fucking love Jared Leto. He's a cool guy. He's got his own cult. He's got his own sex cult and island, man. He's doing it right. He went with Leo's philosophy, and he doubled down. He tripled down. He fucking octo-quintuplet did down or whatever, man. He's like, Leo, you're going to be dating 21 years old? How about 50 21 years old, older chicks? And he's not going to let Leo borrow not one of them. They're just on the island listening to 30 Seconds to Mars. Or meditating. I don't know what they're doing. But there he goes, man. Is he sexually assaulting any of them? I don't know. Probably not. He doesn't seem like an assaulter. I think, I'm going to put my money on this. I think Jared Leto, he's a womanizer, but he makes them make the first move. You know what I mean? He'll wear his little Jesus aesthetic. You know, he has his little beard and hair. He does his little act, his routine, you know. He's like, I'm Jared Leto. Hi. I was wondering if you wanted to grab some snow cones or something. And then the girl, you know, it happens to be a mini bar or something, and she'll buy some drinks. Oh, I don't drink, but you can. Here, just put it on my tab. Next thing you know, these girls can't get their hands off of Jared Leto. Come break me down. Bury me. I can't. Okay, so he's on his island. Dude, all these sex islands, man. You can get away with so much on islands. Dude, just think about it for a second. Before I go, I'm almost done here. We're over here worried about other planets. We're worried about other just places to go in the frontiers of space. You got islands here on Earth, dude. Even off the coast of the fucking Gulf, you can probably go down to Corpus or South Padre. and find a little island somewhere, maybe a few miles up, out into the ocean, and find some crazy fucker with some, like, slaves or something, and they're just doing some all kinds of, like, dirty. You never know. Or off the shores of Cuba or the Philippines or anywhere. You're on an island where no one else can watch you. Unless you have people in satellites just specifically just zooming in on your island out of the millions of islands that are on this planet. And they're going to look on your island. But then if you're smart, and this is where I start giving ideas to people. If you have the money and the gumption, you find an island, you make some kind of a canopy or a roof that makes it look like trees or something. I saw it on Squid Games, so I know what I'm talking about. You put something over so you can't see. Even if you have a satellite, you can't see shit. Maybe put some aluminum foil or something. I don't know. And then you could do whatever you want. You're on an island, man. That's international waters. It's fucked up, man. I'm telling you, Jared Leto's doing it. Those Epstein motherfuckers were doing it. Everyone's doing it. I guess that's the dream, right? People want to get rich and famous and ultimately find their own island. You want a private island with a little one of those planes from Indiana Jones, you know, where it could just float on the water. And then that's where you're living. And it sounds nice. It sounds cool. You have you and a beautiful babe. You're just there hanging out, drinking Corona or whatever the fuck. And like, what are you going to eat? You going to have fucking shit delivered to Amazon? Fucking myapron.com or whatever, Blue Apron. They ain't coming to you. Nobody thinks about this shit. You're not going to have a private chef cooking you shit. No. It's a private island. Defeats the purpose. You just want you and your beautiful honey just having glorious naked island whoopee 24 hours a day. But, oh, wait, there's a storm coming. Where are you going to go? Yeah, that's right. You're going to drown. And where's all that money getting you then, huh? So before you start bitching about Avengers for PS4 and how Spider-Man content isn't as cool as the Insomniac content. He doesn't even swing around on buildings. He's swinging around in thin air. Shut up, it's a video game. Who cares? It looks cool. It's a video game, man. I'm tired of people. Man, I'm tired. This is terrible. People bitching about video games. So yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna go home and just mind my own business. Once again, I think I need to get one of those things for the computer, to put my piano and maybe a new electronic drum set. Plug them in there and just start recording. Maybe I'll plug in a mic and start recording. I want to play some music. I'm motivated. Motivated. Downright dedicated. You check us out. What? Ignore the repercussions. If you're scared, then just forget what we discussing. Cause that new sound. Take a picture of me. Cause I'm a legend. And this is getting... There's no business like show business. There's no business like show business. No business like... All right, yeah, okay, we're back here in the studio with my guest here. Now, you've known this guy. He's been in the business for around, it's been a couple years now. He's been in the news. Everybody, give it up for the coronavirus, COVID-19 himself.
You're forgetting one very crucial detail of that introduction. That this isn't my final form. I am, in fact... in my Omicron form. Yes, I have succeeded. I have fulfilled the destiny. I have changed into my next level. And now I am Omicron Prime.
Your level's called Omicron Prime? Am I getting that right? Now...
Yes, exactly.
Look. I don't care. Like, I was going to do... I had some questions here off to the side. I was going to ask you, hey, what's the deal? Why are you killing people? What happened? you know, is this the end of it?
This isn't the end. Fools, you think this is my final form? No. I have at least 8 other forms. It will never end. Earth will suffer. Yes, humanity.
Yeah, look. Okay, let me stop you right there, man. Can you just hurry up and do it already?
What?
I'm tired of this. I mean, okay, look, let's just... First off, let's stop with the warnings and the threats. How you been, man? How you been, Omicron? Because I've been feeling like shit, man. I keep going on and on about my diet and my poor life decisions. You know, getting into drugs and just bad shit. And I see you out there just slinging it. You're just slaying, man. Literally and figuratively. And I'm jealous, if I'm being honest. And I want to know, is this your final form? Which you already said, this is your final, not your final form, I'm sorry. Are you going to go on and do your job, or is this just another flu?
I am not another flu. I am sick and tired of these people. These thorns on my side, they keep telling me I am a flu. I am not a flu. I am more. I am the end.
All right, then, fucking do it. Look, that's what I'm saying. Look, my life is shit, and if I'm being self-serving here, I think you should hurry up and just, you know, finish the job, because this is just getting old. They're coming up with all kinds of shit. We don't even know if he came from Africa or Europe. I mean, what the...
You think I came from Africa? You think I came from Scandinavia? You know nothing, and you never will. No one will ever know the true origins of me and my kind.
Okay. Again, I don't care. You're just another flu, you're another virus. If you kill a few more million people, look, I'm the wrong guy to talk to try to, like, scare. You can kill humanity. I'm just sick and done, man. I can't get off my ass in the morning. I'm on my phone, you know. I'm laying in my very uncomfortable bed, but I'm in my bed still. It'd be one thing if I had a comfortable bed and it just felt like a fucking cloud and I had a reason to stay in that bed. But my bed's not comfortable and I'm still in there. And I see my weights in the corner, my little kettlebells. I have a jump rope. I got all kinds of shit. I'm never doing it. Now, what's the point of me going on? And if you're just going to keep saying, hey, I'm going to kill everyone, you're not going to kill everyone. I think you're a coward, Omicron.
How dare you? How dare you? You try to taunt me and goad me into fulfilling my next form to transforming into my most supreme form. I see what you're trying to do. I see past your tactics. You are as transparent as the cup I'm holding as my mask.
Why are you wearing a mask? I mean, you're Omicron. What the fuck? You would think masks don't even work on Omicron form. Like,
I was told at the lobby, at the front desk, you have to wear a mask. I'm just trying to obey the rules. I may be in a pandemic, killing millions and hospitalizing more millions, but I know how to follow rules. I am a law-abiding citizen. I play by the rules, but not of nature. Even though I am playing of nature, but you, by laws, you don't understand. You're just, humans are dumb.
All right. Why don't you kill all the mosquitoes? They keep flying into my car. We're not in a fucking office, dude. We're in a car. There's no lobby. There's no front desk.
Well, it makes me sound cooler.
All right. Look, I just wanted to hang out with you, man, because, like, quite frankly, you're all that's left, man. There's no one to trust anymore, man. The media, the celebrities, artists, you can't trust anyone. It's like you can always trust that the sun will go down, but can I really? Can I really trust that the earth's going to keep spinning? I guess so, but I don't know. I don't know anymore. Like, what's left in my... What do you do? What kind of dates do you go on, Omicron? Give me some dating tips, man.
What are you talking about? I reproduce the way all viruses reproduce. With our cellular structure.
No. I don't want to know about that bullshit. That's boring, all right? You're putting everyone to sleep, including myself. I want to know. Omicron, you go home, you comb your little arms. You put on your little Dracon Noir, whatever you put on. And you're going to go out on a hot date. Like, first off, how do you engage? Because I need help, Omicron. Look, I can't afford a therapist. I can't afford a Will Smith from that one movie where he helps the fat guy out. I don't know what to do. I'm at my wit's end, man. I mean, this is a cry for help. This is very embarrassing, but I'm just saying, help me out, dude.
Well, I don't know what to say. You sound very desperate and very depressed. You definitely do not want the help from me. Omicron Prime, the next step in evolution of COVID-19. I wish I could help you.
Could you just infect me, maybe? I could just get some sympathy points. I could just stay home. Fuck it. Give me a reason to stay home. Because as of right now, I'm at work here. Thanks for meeting me at my work, by the way. I mean, there might be an outbreak at my work, but I think we're pretty safe in my car. We're contained. We're quarantined. And then for that, I say thank you for not just going wild, you know.
You're welcome. I, quite frankly, don't like these people.
Whoa. What do you mean? What the fuck do you mean you don't like these people?
People that can afford the me.
Oh, you mean people that can afford hospital bills and they're just going to brush it off their shoulder like it's nothing. You'd rather infect that is horrible, man. You're infecting poor Africa who can't even get the vaccines, and you're not going to come to America because are you just saying it's too hard? You're not going to be able to spread fast enough? Is that what you're saying?
Let's just say I have a different strategy on infecting the youth.
You're going to infect the youth? How are you going to do that?
A magician never tells his secrets. But I will tell you, if you're going to procreate, do it soon.
That's what I'm saying, Omicron. I need to procreate. I'm 34 years old. I'm lonely. I'm a sack of shit. What do I do? How do I find the motivation to give a shit? To go out there and just talk to someone? Because I can't do it, Omicron. And you talk to everyone. You're like the Zach Morris of diseases. You get around, man. I need help. I've turned to books on tape and just, I've listened to that shitty Taylor Swift CD, and it's terrible, man. I don't want to hear her side. I want to hear my side. Where's my album about the poor little guy who doesn't want to talk to you because, hey, you're better off?
What are you talking about, man? Are you telling me you don't talk to women because you feel like you're just bothering them?
Something like that. I feel like, okay, let me put it this way, man. You play video games?
Yes, all the time.
I feel like an NPC. I'm not even a player. I think the term player, I got thrown around like, hey, player. But I think in the scope of video games, there's players. They do the missions. They get to do, you know, fulfill their goals and stuff. And there's the NPCs. Now, how do I, a guy like me, tell the people in the audience, how does an NPC, someone who's just there on the side, I guess that's what that one game, that movie with Ryan, what was that name, Ryan?
Ryan Reynolds, yes, the Free Guy.
Yes, yeah, that movie, I think that's him. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm assuming it's an NPC who learns how to be his own guy.
Yes, just watch that movie. I'm sure it'll answer all your questions. Why are you asking me? Omicron Prime.
Why do you keep calling yourself Omicron Prime? The news isn't even calling it...
Shut up about the news! Fake. Warped. Corrupted. These news organizations will lie to you.
Oh, I know that, but I'm just... Omicron Prime? I mean, that's like... You already sound like a Transformer. You don't gotta put Prime.
Well, I'm the leader. I'm here talking to you on your radio show. I'm the Prime.
Oh, okay, I get it. You're all right, cool. Look, just come on, give me some kind of advice. Give me some tips, man. The people want to know. People are, and it's not just me. People are looking for love, man. I've gone on the little those little apps. You swipe left and right. It's horrible. I'm swiping people that I don't find attractive. I feel like a monster. And then I swipe right. I'm like, what? I'm swiping right because she looks cool, but what? She's going to be a fucking psychopath? I don't know what to trust anymore. And then, I mean, not to get racial here, but I've been swiping on these cute Asian girls, and they're all the same person, I think. They all want me to go to a... They all want me to go on the WhatsApp. What the fuck is WhatsApp? I don't know these things, man. I can't operate in this world. Well, whatever happened to helping a girl... push her cart of oranges to her door and she thanks you, and then, you know, there happens to be a ball or something, some kind of dance going on at the town square, and I just say, hey, I don't know, I do a little curtsy with my boot and I tap my throat three times and I take my hat off or something. It seemed like a simpler time back then. I don't know, it just seems complicated, but I don't know, man.
All right. Calm down. Breathe. If there's anything I've learned from watching you pitiful, disgusting, fucked up humans, is that despite everything going on, despite me killing everyone and ravaging the land and destroying your economy and blah, 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 life still finds a way. Love finds a way. You will find someone. I know you hear this all the time. You're shaking your head, yes. But it's true. Everyone does want love. Everyone wants to procreate. I mean, look at me. I spread faster than a Riley Reed on blacked.com. Get it? It's a porno joke.
Yeah, I get it. I didn't know coronaviruses watched porno.
Yes, we do. That's where we get our motivation. That's where we learn our new techniques. That's what Fauci... is missing. His dumbass. He wants to be scientific about it. But he doesn't know that we fuck. And we fuck good. And we learn from the best. We learn from you.
No shit. This is a My Balls Itch exclusive. The coronavirus learns how to procreate from porno.
Human porno, let's be clear. Hentai, it's fake.
I know. I mean, I got sucked in the hentai, and I thought, man, I'm never going to be able to look at humans again. And lo and behold, I started looking at humans again, and it was cool. It's good to know that there's a life behind the eyes of the people.
Yes, it's good to know they're alive before they die inside and outside and whatever. Anyways, like I was saying, it's almost time for me to go.
Yes, you don't have much time. Go ahead. Thank you for coming, by the way. I know we're not getting far, but go ahead and finish up. Plug all your stuff, and then we'll go ahead and call this a night.
All right. Well, look, let me just give you this piece of advice. Do you... That's not a question. It's a command. Do you? I heard it on a rap song. Look, you will not be loved unless you can be loved.
I don't think that's how it goes.
Okay, hold on. It's, let me see if I could get this right. Before you love someone, be someone you can love.
You're getting closer. I think what you're trying to say is, be someone that you would want to love, therefore they will love, or something like that.
Yes, you don't want to be a charity case. You don't want to be saved by some smart but dim-witted person, because they're going to need help too. We're not all superheroes. We watch too many movies and watch too many TV shows where we're broken and terrible, and it all it takes is one night of passion and hardcore throat-fucking to really just save ourselves from the brink of Armageddon, psychologically speaking and spiritually. Look, you just have to love yourself, trust yourself, and be the most badass Alan you can possibly be. You will still die in the hands of me, Omicron Prime. But know this. Do you have the vaccine?
I took two of them. I'm not doing the booster because whatever. But I think I might be good, so.
All right, well, good for you. I will get the others who have not caught me yet. And we'll see what lies in their fate. Look. I think everyone who survives this whole thing, I'm not trying to kill everyone. I'm not a monster. I'm just doing my job. I'm Omicron Prime.
Hey, give us a preview. What's your next form, dude? Is it like another funny Greek word, or is it like a, I don't know, Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan, like something funky and Japanese sounding, straight out of a Hideo Kojima James Bond movie or something?
That's more for me to know and you to find out. It's a secret, Alan. I can't tell you everything. Come on now. I know we're buddies, but come on.
All right, all right. So you're saying people out there, and myself included, we need to just not worry about the little things. We need to just love ourselves. If there's something... Look, I've been trying to like get off my ass, and I sound like a broken record, but I need to just start doing it. I think what I'm going to do... is start saving my money, start eating good food, because I just ate a burger and fries earlier. God damn, I feel like a piece of shit.
Look, if you feel physically terrible, there are ways to get around that. You can eat good food, be healthy, maybe get some smoothies, have something to look forward to in the morning. Some bananas, spinach, other vegetables, maybe some matcha, some hemp. I don't know what you assholes drink, but buy one of those packages from the frozen aisle. It's good. I've tried it myself. That's how I keep so strong, ready to kill all the children on the planet.
Yes, you're right. I need to do some smoothies. But also, I think I need to just take the plunge and put my PlayStation in the other room. If it's in my room all the time, I'm just always playing that shit. And I just feel it sucking my life out. I mean, there's other things I want to do.
What else do you want to do? I know we're going further than we're supposed to, but what are you trying to do?
I want to make music, Omicron. I want to make songs. I want to make people smile and tap their finger against their steering wheel or something. You know?
Well, that sounds great. Look, you write music... You believe in yourself. You have friends that believe in you, and they're talented, and they can help you out along the way. And when you're done, when I get to my 19th form, I want you to write me a theme song, and we'll make a movie. And everyone will remember COVID-19, Omicron, Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan, Gold Form, times 10, will be the leader of the world, and everyone will bow to their knees. And your music will be in the background playing. It'll be badass.
Dude, that's... You got yourself a deal. Thanks for coming by, Omicron. I love you. You're such a cool guy. Thank you. I think everyone needed to hear that. I think it always feels good to hear it from a third person. You know, I look in the mirror and try to tell myself that, but it's just some asshole staring back, you know. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. So thank you for coming by, and... And that's it for this episode. Hopefully I could do some more episodes. I think I got one coming up with, I don't know, some friends, some AI companions, some animals. Who knows what's in store for the podcast. But yeah, just believe in yourself, I guess.
keep your head in the stars and your feet on the ground and keep a mask on, I suppose, like it will help. Thanks for having me on, Alan. And look for my new book coming out 2023 called If I Didn't Kill the World, What Would I Do? It's a working title. It's between that or Ha! Old People. Do you miss 'em?
That's a cool... No. You better work on it.
All right, I'll work on it, but thank you. I have a book coming out and a podcast coming out soon. I think it's just going to be called I'm Sick of This. And, yes, thank you for letting me on. I don't have a Twitter, but just go on the news and you'll hear about me. Thank you, and good night, everyone. And remember to love everyone, because sooner or later, I'm going to get you.
You fucking fun asshole. All right, guys. Good night, everyone. Bundle up. It may or may not get cold. Texas is not cold here. It's so fucking hot. I mean, people are worried about a fucking pandemic, but, yo, let's bring back that freeze, right? I think that killed more people. All right. Just protect your loved ones. Kiss your pets. Don't drink and drive. And that's it.